Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the conference call of O2 Czech Republic regarding financial results of the first half 2021. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press star key followed by the zero on your telephone for an operator assistance. May I now hand over to Jakub, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Martin. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of O2 Czech Republic, I would like to kindly welcome you to our conference call, where we are going to present and discuss our financial results for the first half 2021, which we released early this morning. As in the past, the presentation, which we are going to comment on, has been already put on our webpage and is available for the download. I'm pleased to introduce the speakers who will give the presentation and also later will be ready to answer your question in the Q&A session. First of all, Jindřich Frejmuth, the CEO and Chairman of the Board, who will cover our commercial performance. Tomáš Kouřil, CFO and Vice Chairman of the Board, who will be commenting on our financial performance. Also, I would like to welcome and introduce Václav Zakouřil, the company's Director of Legal and Regulatory Affairs, who is also the member of the Board of Directors. Václav will cover the squeeze-out topic. Now I would like to hand over to Jindra to open the presentation.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our call. As always, I will take you through the key highlights and important commercial initiatives in Q2. Those of you who have the document we distributed can therefore follow me on the slide five. Going to the slide five, you can see that we managed to maintain a solid customer growth in both TV and home broadband services. Our O2 TV base grew by 20% year-on-year to 572,000 subscribers, and the home broadband base increased by 2.8% to almost 870,000 customers. That's as of end of June. The mobile base also showed a slight growth, reaching now 5.98 million customers, including voice data and M2M SIM cards. In terms of the customer base, more or less all the categories remain stable or with a slight growth. What you can see on the slide five, though, is the roaming traffic for both O2 customers roaming as well as visitors. You can see that this is still not at pre-COVID levels. Roaming abroad is almost 40% down from 2019, also due to ongoing restrictions in respective final destinations. This is particularly visible in non-EU countries, where the travel limitations are more strict, and this is, of course, negatively impacting our commercial margins or gross margins from roaming services. For incoming roaming visitors, we can see a similar trend with the biggest drop in non-EU countries now, including also the U.K. Despite the fact that this negative trend may be somewhat improving in the months to come during the summer, the impact into a negative margin for first half is clear, and it is 47% lower year-on-year in the first six months of 2021. I will finish my quick input with a few comments regarding traffic in the channels and levels of transactions, which you can see on the slide seven. Despite easing lockdown restrictions in Q2, we could still see a negative impact of point-of-sale visits, which were by 30% lower than in 2019. Right now, we can only speculate if this is a pure effect of lockdown and mobility restrictions, or it is a sign of a more long-term trend which will persist. In any case, we keep on investing into our online channel capabilities, where the number of transactions has been growing by 75%, year-on-year. However, we are talking about a different absolute base and also a bit different structure of transactions. So it's really not a one-to-one channel switch from the point of sale. So these were still a persisting impact of COVID pandemic. We hope it's going to gradually improve, but clearly H1 was still quite affected by this in those areas that I mentioned. And now let me hand over to our CFO for an update on financial KPIs.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Let me comment on our financial results in the first half of the year. So starting with the main messages on page 9. Total group operating revenue reached 20.1 billion Czech crowns, being up by 3.9% year over year, which is in the Czech Republic driven by ICT, mobile data and pay TV categories. You can see there is a slight decrease in year-over-year growth in the second quarter, but still growing by more than 2 percentage points year-over-year. Our group EBITDA grew by 7.9% to 6.2 billion Czech crowns. Once you consider year-over-year development, let me remind you that in first half 2020, we booked a 100 million bad debt provision. Net profit reached almost 3 billion Czech crowns, and we have generated adjusted free cash flow of 2.2 billion Czech crowns. Now CapEx. While in Q1, we significantly reduced our CapEx, and we said we are going to gradually increase it in the rest of the year, especially in Slovakia. As you can see, overall CapEx is already flat in the first half of the year, and we still expect a gradual further increase in the rest of the year. On the 2020 full year results call, I updated you on COVID impact. So what's the situation after the first half of this year? Indra commented on the roaming area and the fact we miss both foreign visitors and our customers traveling abroad, and it has been an impact on our figures. Then, given substantial government subsidies to both companies and households, we don't see the issue with the payment morale of our customers yet. However, we continue monitoring it very closely. Then hardware sales has represented a relevant part of our P&L growth. So the first indication of a worsening trend due to supply chain constraints means we stay cautious here as well. And finally, to compensate those areas with a negative impact on us, so to compensate it as much as we can, we keep extremely disciplined cost management. Page 10 shows the year-over-year development of our mobile operating revenue in the Czech Republic. In the first half of the year, our mobile top line grew by more than 2 percentage points. There is still a negative impact of lower roaming revenue, as we discussed, caused by continuous travel restrictions. So voice, data, and messaging are impacted by roaming abroad, while the category other by incoming visitors. This negative roaming impact was compensated by mobile data revenue trend. Page 11 shows the year-over-year development of mobile operating revenue in Slovakia. In 2020, our traditional growth contributor, Slovakia, declined by more than 5%. However, since the beginning of this year, Slovak mobile revenue gradually started to recover, and we were able to achieve more than 7% year-on-year growth. The growth was mainly driven by mobile data, which went up by more than 16%, so similar trend to the Czech Republic. The growth was also driven by hardware with a nearly 22% year-on-year growth rate. Not to misguide you on this, the hardware category is coming with a lower margin, and I will return to this once I comment on cost of sales development. Moving to page 12, you can see that in Czech fixed revenue, we reported nearly 5% year-on-year growth. While excluding ICT, our fixed revenue was up by more than 1 percentage point. Broadband and pay TV revenue grew by 6.4% year-on-year, driven mainly by strong performance of our pay TV revenue. Then ICT, as I already commented, those high volume in terms of revenue, low margin ICT projects supported our ICT revenue growth of nearly 19% year-on-year. However, there was a seasonal slowdown in Q2. But again, I don't want to misguide you. Profitability here is significantly lower than our traditional telco business. The year-on-year decrease of 4%, more than 4 percentage points in fixed hardware sales was driven by a lower volume we sold on year-on-year basis. And finally, we still see continuous fixed-to-mobile voice substitution trend. On the page 13, I will comment on the development of the group's total operating expenses. As you can see, we are reporting only 2% increase in the cost base. As I mentioned, cost discipline is the way we compensate the top-line tension we are facing. So let me start with Slovakia here. In Slovakia, total reported cost increased by nearly 6% year-on-year, mainly due to higher commercial costs associated with mobile hardware sales, I already commented, and operating expenses stay under strict control and decrease by 1 percentage point year-on-year. In the Czech Republic, total cost increased by only 1.5% year-on-year. The main drivers are higher ICT cost of sales related to the new projects and increased cost of other external services. Higher ICT cost of sales are in line with the growth of the related ICT revenue, and higher other external services in Q2 are related to the loss from intangible asset disposal. On the following page, number 14, let me comment on our CapEx. We are still very selective in our capital spending. However, as you already know, last year we acquired some strategic assets, O2 brand new spectrums in the Czech Republic and also in Slovakia. In the Czech Republic, we have not put these new spectrums in use yet. Therefore, they are not depreciated, while in Slovakia, we have already put them in use, and the first charge to our P&L was in June 2021. Now a few comments on our low recurring CapEx in both countries. As I said on the previous call, we significantly reduced our investments in first quarter with an expectation to gradually increase them in the rest of the year. In the Czech Republic, we directed our CapEx mainly into IT development. Overall, CapEx in the Czech Republic represented only 3.5% of revenue in the reported period. So very, very low Czech CapEx profile in this period. Now, CapEx in Slovakia, over 50% of CapEx was directed into the network and mainly into radio access network swap. And Slovak CapEx to revenue ratio was still below 10% level. So the total consolidated CapEx reached 961 million Czech crowns, so already flat in terms of year-on-year comparison, and the group CapEx to revenue ratio was as low as 5%. It is our intention to intensify CapEx in the rest of the year, especially in Slovakia. Finally, let me briefly go through our balance sheet on page 15. Relevant changes in our balance sheet relate to the approval and distribution of the 2020 shareholder remuneration. The general meeting approved a dividend payment in the amount of 17 crowns per share and distribution of part of the share premium in the amount of 4 crowns per share. And in total, we distributed over 6 billion to our shareholders. The payment of the shareholder remuneration started on July 21st. That's it from me, and now I hand over to Václav.
Thank you, Tomáš. And good morning, ladies and gentlemen, from me. I am here to briefly comment on the announced intention of our majority shareholder to initiate the squeeze-out procedure. As you are probably well aware, our major shareholder, PPF Telco BV, announced in June that it has reached a 90% stake in our company and consequently its intention to initiate the squeeze-out procedure. I want to point out the very important fact that the process is driven by the major shareholder, PPF Telco, and the involvement of O2 and its board of directors is strictly limited to actions required by the Czech law, namely the Act on Business Corporations. In this respect, our main action which may come in this respect is that O2 board of directors is obliged to convene the general meeting within a time given time period after it's requested to do so by the majority shareholder. And what is important that we have not yet received such a request. Well, that's all from me, and I will now give the word back to Jakub to open the Q&A session.
Okay, thank you very much, gentlemen, for your presentations. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to open the Q&A session. Martin, we are ready to take the first question.
Thank you for handing over. We will now begin the mentioned question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 0 and 1 on the telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it's your turn to speak, you can dial 0 and 2 to cancel your question. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. We have a first question. It's from Mr. Rister. The line is now open for you. Sir, the line is open for you. Mr. Rister, the line is open for you. As a reminder, if you want to ask a question, please press 0 and 1 on your telephone to enter the queue. We have a first question. It's from Mr. Rister. The line is now open for you. The line is now open for you. Mr. Rister, the line is open for you. Please check if you are muted. The line is now open for you.
Martin, Mr. I think if Mr. Rist is not able to actually ask the question here on the call, I propose that he can contact directly to me and we can accommodate the question later, okay?
All right. For the moment, there are no further questions.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you have no questions, thank you very much for participating in today's call and have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Dear ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may disconnect.